Hey, I'm Andy.
I'm Andy.
And you're listening to the HMR Podcast. Over 10 years ago, I set myself the challenge of building my own property portfolio. And what began as a short-term investment plan soon became a long-term commitment to change the way young people live together. I've now built several successful businesses, I've raised millions of pounds of investment, and I've managed thousands of tenants. Join me and some very special guests to discover the tips, tricks and hacks, the ups and the downs, the best practice, and everything else you need to know to start, scale and systemize your very own HMO portfolio. Now.
In today's episode, I'm going to share five things you absolutely must have if you're starting a rent-to-rent business. If this is something you want to do, maybe you've already started, but maybe you haven't got these in place yet, you must have them. These are practical, they're actionable steps, and they're super easy to kind of just get in place. And I guarantee if you don't have them, you're destined for failure. If you have them and they're right, you'll be absolutely fine and you'll be sort of getting off to a really good start. So if you want to know exactly what they are, don't go anywhere. Please sit back, relax, and enjoy today's episode of the HMO Podcast.
Hey guys, it's Andy here. We're going to be getting back to the podcast in just a moment. But before we do, I want to tell you very quickly about the HMO roadmap. Now, if you're serious about replacing your income, or perhaps you've already got a HMO portfolio that you want to scale up, then the HMO roadmap really is your one-stop shop. Inside the roadmap, you'll find a full 60-lesson course delivered by me, teaching you how to find more deals, how to fund more deals and raise private finance, how to refurbish great properties, how to fill them with great tenants that stay for longer, and how to manage your properties and tenants for the future. We've also got guest workshops added every single month. We've got new videos added every single week about all sorts of topics. We've got downloadable resources, cheat sheets and swipe files to help you. We've got case studies from guests and community members who are doing incredible projects that you can learn from. And we've also built an application just for you that allows you to appraise and evaluate your deals, stack them side by side and track the key metrics that are most important to you. To find out more, head to the hmoroadmap.co.uk now and come and join our incredible community of HMO property investors.
Okay, welcome back. So today we're going to talk about the five things you must categorically and undeniably have in your possession if you want to build a rent-to-rent business. You can't get anywhere without these. So today I'm going to explain what they are. I'm going to explain why they're so important. And I'm even going to point you in the right direction and tell you exactly where to go to get your hands on these five very practical and actionable pieces of advice, steps, things that you need, tools. Let's call them tools. So rent-to-rents. You guys know I've got a huge soft spot for rent-to-rent. I built my own business, started in 2015-16, scaled it all the way up in the end, sort of at our peak. I think we were managing about 100 homes, not all on rent-to-rent, some of them on standard management agreements as well. But I did that across Sheffield and Manchester and Leicester with student and professional properties and made a lot of money from it. And one of the great things about rent-to-rent is how scalable it is. As opposed to buying your own HMOs, which is obviously really capital intensive, you need 50, 100, £150,000 just to buy and then refurb your own HMOs. Well, actually, you can get started with rent-to-rent with a lot less. You can't do it with nothing. And by the way, that's not one of the things I'm going to say that you need today, although I probably should have added that on as a sick thing. You do need a bit of money, but the good news is you don't need a whole lot. It's so scalable with the right systems and processes and perhaps most importantly, the right attitude as well, because it isn't easy. It is a management model. It isn't a quick way to building your own portfolio. You've got to take it seriously. There's a lot of responsibility. You're managing people and tenants and there's a lot of legislation. But if you do it all right, it's an incredible business model, really scalable. And if actually what you do want to do is build your own portfolio, buy more HMOs, then this is a really great way of opening those doors. And that is exactly what rent-to-rent did for me. It wasn't how I got started, but unquestionably rent-to-rent helped me scale things up. And outside of the business, I was able to meet people, investors, find opportunities, landlords, and this all helped me build my businesses and expand on my own portfolio. And that's why I love it. And that's why I've got a soft spot for it. But you can't get started with an idea. You do need some very practical and actionable tools, I guess, in your possession. And that is exactly what I'm going to share with you in today's episode. So this is going to be a nice, easy and very digestible episode. And I'm going to, like I said, tell you exactly where to go to get your hands on them. So five things that you need to build your own rent-to-rent business. What are they? Well, these are probably going to sound quite obvious, but a lot of people actually decide to get started and then kind of try and sort this stuff afterwards. And actually, you kind of need it before you get started. So let's start. The very first thing you are going to need is a proper purpose-built contract for your rent-to-rent agreements. Now, actually, you need two sorts of agreements. You need a lease and you need a management agreement. I'm not going to go into why you need different ones for different circumstances, but that is what you need. A lease is better. Ideally, you would always use a lease. You can't really use a lease if there's a mortgage in place. So you're probably going to use a lease where a landlord is unencumbered on a property or has commercial finance that is okay with that sort of thing. Typically portfolio landlords, people who own a lot of stock, they'll have the sort of lending that are happy with you leasing a property. Anyway, you need these two documents, but in essence, they kind of do and say the same thing, but they outline all of the terms and conditions, everything that you as the manager are going to provide and do and be responsible and liable for, and the same for the landlord or the property owner. Now, the reason these are so important is because if you, let's say, have a conversation with the landlord and he's interested in principle with your idea, you can almost guarantee the next thing that they are going to say is, can I see a copy of your agreement? And at that point, if you're scrabbling around trying to get your hands on an agreement, you're almost definitely going to find that you struggle. You're probably going to pay for something cheap that actually doesn't really do the job. And not only is that going to be an issue with your landlord, because they're probably going to see straight through that, it's actually going to be, in all likelihood, a big problem for you in the future. And unfortunately, I've seen this so many times. People who started rent-to-rent businesses with the wrong paperwork or paperwork that just isn't very good. And of course, at some point, down the line, that has become a huge problem for them. So you need to make sure that that is not going to happen for you. You need to make sure you've got the right sort of paperwork. Now, in an ideal world, what I would say is go and get this built, go and get this written out, drawn up for you by a commercial lawyer. That's exactly what I did. And it was one of the most important things and one of the most valuable investments we ever made in the business. What I will say is, and I promise that I would point you in the right direction, tell you exactly where to go and get your hands on one of these. If you want a copy of mine to use as a framework, as a foundation, I would still recommend you go and get it reviewed by your own lawyers. But if you want to get a copy of mine, you can go to the HMO Roadmap. And as part of the premium package, you can actually get your hands on my contracts, the lease and management agreement. So there you go. At an absolute bargain price, because this is the sort of thing that you would potentially have to go and spend thousands of pounds to either get drafted up or buy from somebody else. And I can almost guarantee that mine is the best because we spent an awful lot of money on it. And over the years, I've adapted it and changed it and tweaked it. And it's a really valuable piece of kit. And this is pretty much what you're going to build all of the IP and value in your rent-to-rent business off the back of. So it needs to be right. And it's got to be right in the sense that it gives you and your landlord all the protections and assurances and all the clarity that you both need. So number one, there you go. You need the right paperwork, you need the right contracts, and you can head over to the HMO Roadmap, sign up to the premium package, and you can get your hands on it right now. Number two, then, the second thing that you need if you're building a rent-to-rent business is a deal stack. You need a deal stack that actually works, but you need something that's quite simple and not overcomplicated. I've seen some really complicated deal stackers for rent-to-rent, and you don't need them. You need something that tells you where you are going to be if you pay the landlord X, you refurb it for Y, and you factor in some bills, and then the length of the contract. Now, these deal stackers are actually quite different to the sort of deal stackers that we use to buy HMOs. The metrics and the considerations are very, very different. Obviously, we've not got mortgages and we haven't got management costs and things like that, all the other stuff to factor in. It's very, very different. But I have got the perfect tool for you. This tool lets you appraise deals very, very quickly. And the great thing about my tool is it allows you to work out different scenarios, and it allows you to kind of build a picture of where you would ideally like to be on this deal, where you would, in a best case scenario, be with your landlord in terms of what you're able to pay them and making your deal as profitable as possible. It'll also show you exactly where the kind of the limits, the extremities of your deal are, so you can stress test it. And it's really interesting, rent-to-rent, because it's very, very sensitive to things like the cost of your utility bills. It's very sensitive to how much you get per room per week. An extra £2 or £3 or £4 a week on a bedroom makes a big difference in this model. And you need to be able to see and be able to play and tweak with all this stuff. And what you essentially need to be able to do is put the information in, reverse engineer it, and that will give you a figure. And that figure is what you can pay your landlord. And then you need to stress test it. So put some different parameters. What if you get a bit more on the rent? What if actually your bills are a bit less? It'll show you that you can pay your landlord a bit more. And you can build this picture. You could probably pay your landlord from X to Y, and your job is then to go and negotiate the best possible deal you can, but you know exactly where you need and want to be. This tool isn't that easy to build on your own. I've seen some ridiculously complicated ones. I've seen some that just overlook some of the most important aspects of rent to rent. And unfortunately, a lot of people, as a result of that, end up negotiating deals that just do not have enough meat on the bone. And of course, that becomes a huge problem further down the line. So if you want to get your hands on this, guess where you can go? Head over to the HMO Roadmap, sign up to the premium package, and you will find a copy of my deal stacker that you can use today in your rent-to-rent business, part of your toolkit. Put it in your arsenal. I guarantee it'll make the whole process of actually stacking rent-to-rent deals up, appraising new deals, much, much easier. Okay, the third thing that you are going to need if you're building a rent-to-rent business is a business plan. I bang on about business plans all the time because I think they are so important. Starting any business, but particularly a property business, and especially something like a rent-to-rent business that does have a lot of moving parts and lots of considerations, not having a business plan is a little bit like planning to go on a big road trip and just getting in the car and not really planning your route at all, just kind of driving, just seeing where you end up. And you can almost guarantee you're either never going to get to where you ultimately want to be. You're going to spend a lot of time because you get lost and have to change direction along the way. And you're going to spend a lot of money on things like fuel and snacks to keep you going, because of course, it's going to take you a lot longer. You're just not going to do it efficiently, are you? The sensible thing would be to get a map out before you go. Get out Google Maps, put the destination in, plan your routes, look at the options, and then go for it. And that is exactly what a business plan is. That is exactly why you design and map out your route to getting from A, where you are now, to B, which is the destination, building that cash flowing goal of 5 or 10 or 15, 20,000 pounds a month, whatever it is. And with that, you can really build around it. You can get into things like branding, and you can get into the values of your business, stuff that you'll find you need to communicate to people like your landlords and other service providers. You can start to actually put tangible goals in place, set KPIs and things like this. Okay, so before you get overwhelmed with the idea of going and writing a business plan, where can you find a good template? Well, I've got you covered. I've done it. I've built the perfect business plan for either a rent-to-rent business or your own HMO investment business. Head on over to the HMO Roadmap, sign up, get yourself a premium package subscription, and you will find a business plan template there with all the prompts, all the questions, all the framework set out in exactly the way that you need. It'll prompt you to start thinking about your competition, prompt you to start thinking about what's going on in the local area and the rents. It'll prompt you to start thinking about the tenant demographic that you are aiming for. All of these things that you probably haven't even thought you need to consider, I've considered, and I've got it all in there for you. But please, 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 even if you don't go and download mine, that's absolutely fine. But please promise me you won't set foot on building a rent-to-rent business without a seriously and well thought out business plan. I promise you, it is that important. Okay, number four, the fourth thing that you're going to need, and this is an important one, is a tenancy agreement. Now, there's different places you can get different tenancy agreements, but some of the tools, like for example, the NLA website that can produce tenancy agreements, I don't think they're that great for things like HMOs. I think over the years, I've learned that there's certain things that we need to add in and take out of our tenancy agreements, because otherwise it just wastes loads of time, ends up being somebody's expense, usually ours, as the agent, as the manager, as the landlord. And I've added things in and tweaked and changed our tenancy agreement so that I believe what we've got is the perfect tenancy agreement for the types of tenants that we have, students and young professionals. Actually, I guess in this case, we could actually say you need two different types of tenancy agreements, one for students and one for young professionals as well. They're quite different. Again, in part, that's because of the nature of the tenancy agreements. Students often are on one AST, professionals slightly different. And there are some slightly different considerations as well for the tenant demographics. Little things like thinking about whose responsibility it might be for bed bugs. Like, honestly, this isn't covered in your tenancy agreement. And I've seen this and felt the pain of this myself. If it isn't covered in the tenancy agreement, it's going to come at your cost. And if you've never experienced a bed bug problem, trust me, you don't want to. You are going to find that you have to sort out beds, and then it's all the beds in there, and then it can keep coming back, and it's an absolute practical nightmare, and it can cost you a whole lot of money. So tenancy agreements, head on over to the HMO Roadmap if you want to get a copy of my tenancy agreements. You'll need to sign up for a premium package subscription, but whether or not you get mine, you are going to need them. So make sure you've got these in your toolkit. The fifth and final thing you're going to need, and I've thought about this a lot. This was probably one of the most important parts, I guess, of me and my ability to actually scale up a business of this type, is you need to find some support and guidance. It's really, really difficult to do this on your own. It's such a tricky business to build because there are so many moving parts. It's quite competitive. And I'll be honest, rent-to-rent in itself is quite a tough sale. It's not like, for example, I'm selling burgers at a festival where every man and his dog is going to be hungry after they've had a few beers. You are really going to have to work hard to get in front of the right landlords, the right property owners. You're going to have to work very hard to actually convince them to take your deals on. You're then going to have to work very hard to go in and refurbish and force the value of those properties up. And all of this stuff needs to be taken really, really seriously. And you need to take seriously the idea of how much you have to learn, because this episode probably makes it sound like it's quite easy. Get these five documents and off you go. But it really isn't that simple at all. I'm just telling you, you need these five documents in your arsenal. I'm not saying at all that that's all you need. So that's why I chose this as the fifth one. You need some guidance and support. You need a network at the very least around you. Now, when I was building my business, I had a mentor, had a business mentor mentoring me with my management business right up until the point I sold that business earlier this year, for the whole period from 2015-16 right through until 2023. And that was just imperative. That was unquestionably one of the most important points and aspects, factors behind being able to build a successful business. So many things happened along the way, so many reasons why I could have thrown the towel in, so many mistakes. And there were so many things and so many pieces of advice that I was given by my mentor that helped me save time, helped me save money, helped me avoid huge mistakes, helped me just kind of stick to the plan. That's one of the things that often new business owners really struggle with. Just stick to the plan, be consistent, be persistent, discipline. It's so, so important. So on this point, what I would suggest you do is, at the very least, if you haven't already, go and join the HMO community. 7,500 people in there, many of whom have huge amounts of experience in our industry, can offer some guidance and support. If you've got questions, if you're having issues, a great place to ask the community and field for some answers. If you want to take it a step further, go and get yourself some professional and experience-based advice and support. Go and get yourself some mentorship. Now, if you want to get it from some people that I consider to be right at the top of their game in rent-to-rent, Joe and Olivia, they kind of work with us at the HMO Roadmap, and they've got a rent-to-rent mentorship program. If you're serious about it, investing in some mentorship from people who are already doing what you're doing and have done it well and have earned the stripes and are out there, and you can see that they're doing it and the examples and the experience and the evidence is all there, that for me is so important. Please, please, please don't go and decide to work with someone who hasn't really got much to show with it. If they haven't got an agency behind them, if they haven't done dozens and dozens of deals, don't, in my opinion, we're not the right person. Experience is everything in this industry. And if you're going to pay for advice, make sure you get the best. That's my opinion. So if you want to go and get that from Joe and Olivia, head to the HMO Roadmap and you can drop an inquiry with them about their mentorship program. But at the very least, go and join the HMO community. It is a great place to find guidance and support. I'm not saying you have to go and get mentorship. Mentorship doesn't work for everybody, but in my experience, from a lot of the people that I've worked with, it's a great way to level things up, to hit your targets more quickly, do it much more efficiently, save huge amounts of time and of course, huge amounts of money. So there we go, guys. Five things that I said it was going to be a really simple, quick and easy and very digestible episode. Five things that I think you absolutely must have in your business today if you are starting a rent-to-rent business. So first and foremost, you need the right paperwork. You need the right contracts, lease and a management agreement. Secondly, you need a deal stacker that actually does the job, that's really specifically built for rent-to-rent but isn't overly complicated, but doesn't gloss over some of the key things and the sensitivities that you must consider when you're stacking up rent-to-rent deals. Number three, you need a business plan, a thorough, well-thought-out business plan. Number four, you need tenancy agreements. Number five, you need a supportive network at the very least, but ideally, you need to get yourself a mentor. And the good news is you can find all of that over at the HMO Roadmap. I know that that is a cheeky plug, but guys, this is why I built it, because I wanted to build the very best sort of one-stop shop for all of your HMO needs. And I'm pretty sure we've done exactly that. That's it for today's episode, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you've enjoyed it. And I hope if you are building a rent-to-rent business that you found today's episode valuable. I know how tough it is just getting started. It's really difficult to know what to do and which step to take next. And I wish something like this and this advice existed when I was getting started out. It would have been so much easier. If you've got 30 seconds to leave a quick review of the show, I'd really, really appreciate it. If you've enjoyed it, if you do find the show useful, if you're a regular listener, or perhaps even if this was the first episode you've listened to and you found it useful, please, please, please head over to either Spotify or Apple Podcasts and leave a quick review. It'd be great to hear what you think, and it helps so much more than you could possibly know, and it certainly helps us continue to spread the message and bring great guests onto the show. Head on over to the hmoroadmap.co.uk if you want to get your hands on any of those documents. And of course, if you want to just join the community and get involved in the discussion, then come on over to Facebook and I'd love to see you there. That's it, guys. Thank you once again for tuning in. And don't forget that I'll be right back here in the very same place next week. So please join me then for another installment of the HMO podcast.